This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hey, South Canyon, welcome back for another podcast. I'm Pastor Josh, and I'm with Pastor Brent and Pastor Joel again. And we want to talk a few minutes about our Acts series that we began, last January. And we started through the book of Acts and got through the middle part of chapter 11 and then took a break this summer for a series through the Psalms this summer. And now we're going to be resuming on September 8th, I believe it is. We'll be resuming in Acts, starting in Acts 11, 19. And so, Brent, tell us a little bit about where we're going to be this fall.
Maybe the best way to jar your memory, if you were a part of the series or, you know, were involved this past year, would be to just mention what's said in verse 18, which is the last verse that we had in our series. And we'll pick up at the next verse after this when we begin here in the next few weeks. It says there that the Gentiles also God has granted repentance to life. And this was spoken by the conservative Jewish leaders in Jerusalem. And so the significance there is, at this point, the gospel has begun to go to the Gentiles, which was a barrier-breaking thing. It was a breakthrough in a huge sense when Peter went to Cornelius' house. And, of course, he was even reluctant at first because of his Jewish background to do that. But God, through visions and so forth, convinced him that this was what he was to do. And then after he did that, God's Spirit fell, and then the leaders in the church at Jerusalem were unhappy. At least some of them were about that. Peter goes back. He explains to them how this happened and what happened, and they see God's hand, and they see through his explanation of everything that this was God's will, and they are the ones who make that statement in verse 18. Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance unto life. And so this was significant. And so where we'll pick up is right there. And we'll continue to talk about how the gospel expands among the Gentiles. The inclusion, really, of the Gentiles is Luke's main theme as we continue through the rest of the book of Acts. And particularly in chapter 13, he begins to talk about Paul's missionary exploits and how Paul becomes God's primary means, the apostle that he chose to be the apostles to the Gentiles, becomes the means through which, for the most part, God does his work among the Gentiles as the gospel continues to spread. And so we'll start off talking about the church at Antioch, which became a very significant church. Also, it was the church out of which Paul or Saul was sent to do his work as a missionary. We'll see how God worked in that way to send out Paul and Barnabas from that church. And that's where we'll continue. We'll be moving forward, looking at Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, and then at toward the end of the book, Paul on his way to Rome, which is where he longed to go and which he ended up there, maybe in a little different way than he expected to. But we'll see the story unfold in that way.
Yeah, and just to orient people on the book of Acts, the key verse in the book of Acts is Acts 1:8, where Jesus, before he ascends, says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And that's exactly how the book is laid out, is that we see the Holy Spirit comes in chapter 2 and fills the believers, and now they are able to preach the gospel with power. And then we see the gospel grow in Jerusalem, and then we see it move to Judea and all Samaria. And now we're turning the corner in the book where we're starting to now see how the gospel goes to the ends of the earth, primarily through the ministry of Paul. That's how it's tracing the book. So that's a great summary of the book of Acts. And Acts is a sequel to the book of Luke. Luke, the physician, traveled with Paul and did careful research to compile a biography of Jesus, a very detailed biography of Jesus called the Gospel of Luke. And then the book of Acts is the sequel. Once Jesus ascended into heaven and the Holy Spirit came, what happened then going forward, how the church began and began to accomplish the great commission that Jesus gave to them in the power of the Spirit. So that's why we sometimes called the book of Acts Jesus Continued, in that Jesus continued to work by the Spirit in the church to see disciples made and this beginning to be fulfilled of being witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So it's a really important book for us in understanding how the church began. And I guess the question I would ask you guys, and this is for either one of you, what is the significance of the book of Acts for our church? Why is studying this particular book so important for our church in this season? Neither one of you is expecting that question. So,
well, but I can share to begin with, and Joel can jump in. You know, I picked the book and a while back and thought through and thought about how this book did relate to. And one of the things that I thought about as I was thinking about the possibility of doing this was how when I was even early in my sense of God's calling in my life to ministry, I began to read the book of Acts. And the book of Acts was a big part of how God continued to create in me a real zeal and a real passion to serve him as a pastor, as a teacher in a church. And as I read Acts, I saw what God intends for the church to be. Now, that can be misunderstood. That doesn't mean everything in Acts is supposed to be prescriptive for what we're supposed to do and how things are supposed to happen. So there's a sense in which that could be misunderstood, but there's another sense at its very basic level that we do see in the book of Acts what the church is supposed to be in terms of church health and in terms of church growth and in terms of missions and a passion for the nations and a passion for the lost. As you said, the key verse, "You shall be my witnesses," and we see what that's supposed to look like. Though there were some unique things about the early days of the church, there are some principles and there are some basic things that we see throughout the book that help us see what we're supposed to be. And so I think it's a challenge. I think it's an inspiration to us as a church, and it gives us some definition and some help as it relates to being the kind of church and the church being the kind of church that God wants it to be.
And I think in particular, even in as we pick up in the last part of chapter 11, and there's this focus on the church in Antioch, certainly gets some quite a bit of attention in some of the narrative, and it seems to be, you know, really a good example in many ways for us to look at and to consider as a church in our day. And one of the things that we see there as the narrative continues is that church sending out Barnabas and Saul on as missionaries and as church planters, and just that concept, which has always struck me, of, you know, probably some of the best and brightest, very fruitful men there within the church. The Holy Spirit, you know, told them, you know, set them apart for the work I've called them, and then they laid hands on them and sent them off, and that must have been a sacrifice for that church, and yet, in obedience to God and obedience to the mission that they sensed God was calling them to, they did that. And so to be that kind of a church, an Antioch church that's passionate about missions and about seeing new churches planted and sending out even people who are loved and are very fruitful, sending them out to a new work, I think is very instructive and just a striking example. And even for us, as we have this church plant with Redeeming Grace coming up in the near future, just being able to look and see like that this type of thing was happening even there in the early church, and we can benefit from their example and the different things that they faced. So
yeah, I'm excited about it. Just the book of Acts kind of tells us where we came from and the church in its infancy. What was it really about before it got, you know, we're 2,000 years down the line, and there's been some things that have been helpful and some things that have not been so helpful. And so to go back to see in its infancy, as it began, as the Holy Spirit first began to move these people along this mission, there's lots that we can learn, and some things that maybe about our own traditions and our own perspectives on church and mission that maybe the book of Acts helps us unlearn. Maybe things that we've attached to it because of traditions and upbringing that maybe really aren't actually part of it I think, Brent, as you mentioned, there is a challenge with the book of Acts because it is a narrative, and it is a unique period of time in history where the old covenant is fading away and the new covenant is becoming established. And so there is some unique things. It is telling us what's happened, not necessarily prescribing. And that's one of the challenges of preaching and studying the book of Acts, is figuring out what's just descriptive, just telling us what happened, that's kind of unique to that time, and what are the underlying principles that are really true of the church throughout time. So that's one of the challenges of preaching and teaching through it. But it's also one of the, I don't know, kind of one of the joys too, to see how God has been working uniquely through a people, and how God may also be continuing to work uniquely through us as a continuation of that. We have the same spirit that they had in the book of Acts. We have the same gospel, the same mission, the same foundation. And while some of the particulars and some of the miraculous things that happen in the book of Acts we can't necessarily expect, we can expect God continue to bless the preaching of the gospel and the ministry of the church in the world. That for sure we can take on. So it's our turn to run with the baton, so to speak, run our lap, kind of that Hebrews 12, you know, this great cloud of witnesses. We get our opportunity now to live our lifespan for the sake of the gospel, and to see where that began, the first people to carry that baton and to be faithful to honor their faithfulness and the call to be faithful ourselves in seeing the gospel go forward in our community and around the world. I think God's going to use it tremendously. Had a real key point in the life of our church as we want to be a sending missionary church. This is a key book in God's word to help us fulfill the call God has placed on us. So any final thoughts?
Yeah, maybe just to wrap up, just to continue along the same lines, Josh, that you were just sharing about, and the overall idea of the book of Acts being Jesus continuing to do and to teach by the church, by the Spirit, through the church in the world. I mentioned this back at the beginning of the series. There is a church planting network called Acts 29, and the name comes from the fact that there are 28 chapters in the book of Acts. And so the idea is that there's a sense in which Jesus is continuing even now beyond the end of Acts, and has been throughout church history, and is now, hopefully, we pray, through our congregation, continuing to do and to teach through us as we are his witnesses and as we follow him as his disciples. So again, the book of Acts, I think, is just really encouraging and motivating as we think about what that looks like, and think in terms of God is doing this work and we are joining him, and he is using us. He is the doer, and we get to be participants in what he's doing in the world by his Spirit. And that is what we as a church want to be, and want to continue to be better and to grow in that way.
Amen. So we hope you're excited about our journey on Sunday mornings in our sermons through the book of Acts. We pray that you'll take advantage to study on your own, to read the passages ahead of time, get into a life group where the messages are discussed every week, and let's just wring out every bit of blessing and instruction and strengthening that God has for us in this book. So we look forward to journeying through it together. So thank you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you later.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.